In a few moments, we will be hearing the reading of the Passion. It is a powerful encounter with Holy Scripture as the parts are taken by many different voices, allowing us to hear things afresh. As many here today know, it is our custom at St. Peter's to respond to the reading of the Passion with an extended period of silence following. This silence is simply an opportunity for what we have heard to sink in, and we pray also for a personal word to us by the Holy Spirit. Extended periods of silence can be uncomfortable, but also revealing. We quickly see that the chatter in our heads is mostly about matters of little importance. We can ask ourselves how we might spend more time in our lives in contemplation of those things that matter, the things of salvation, of Christ, of his body, the church, and of the true meaning of Holy Week. It takes a quiet mind, the things of faith. Our palms are in hand. We've now entered into Holy Week, ready or not, as this week progresses, and we see our palms at home. They can be a reminder of what we've heard this day, both in the Passion reading itself and whatever the Lord has said to the ear of our heart. Morning by morning he wakens. Wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. Before we begin our reading of the Passion, I just want to commend to you all the major services of Holy Week. They are listed on the back of your service leaflet, especially Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. These are the most profound liturgies of our Anglican tradition. They will feed our soul and prepare us together as one body for the joy of Easter. We come full circle. Palms at the start of the Lent were made into ashes to prepare us for this day. May our Lord bless this Holy Week with a quiet and focused mind as we contemplate those mighty acts by which